Action.com. Wednesday, August 7th edition of the What's On Your Mind preview. How are you? This is Scott Hannon on AM 1100 The Flag, broadcasting from a blessed farm field in the middle of Sabin, Minnesota. Well, not quite the middle of Sabin, Minnesota, but just a little short distance from that wonderful city where so much began, especially if you're Shields All Sports. Did you know that? That's right. That's where the Shields empire began. Or the Dream, a little hardware store, sort of like what we're doing with a couple of radio towers in the middle of a farm field in Sabin, Minnesota, broadcasting to all of western Minnesota and all of eastern North Dakota on AM 1100 The Flag. We do the same from a tower in a humble little studio in Tioga, North Dakota, KTGO Studios. So we can bring you a talk radio in the Bakken on KTGO 1090 Radio, The Flag West. So together, these two stations began the What's On Your Mind preview hour. Next hour, we're joined by Steve Bakken and a whole bunch of other towers, including the mother of all Northern Plains radio towers, the oldest radio station, the most storied radio station in the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB in Minot, which covers the northern tier on up into the Canada, and, of course, KLTC. Covering the southern end of the Bakken as well out of Dickinson at 1460 on the dial. On the program today, we will be joined by some folks in Watford City. They are housing is obviously a huge issue in the Bakken. We talk about it often. Human capital, people, and housing, and of course they go together. You don't get one without the other. Very difficult to get people to fulfill jobs and take on the inordinate amount of work it requires to keep the Bakken booming. And, you know, crew camps are a temporary solution. RV parks are a temporary solution. And for that matter, even apartments are somewhat of a temporary solution. My prayer day in and day out is that this boom in the Bakken become a sustainable, ongoing thing, and the folks that come here to provide for their families and make a living call North Dakota home for decades. Kind of like the old settlers did, just planting that flag. They're homesteading right here. 21st century version of homesteading. Anyway, another exciting project on that front, on the affordable housing front, and unique partnerships happening in Watford City today, so we'll have a report on that. Gene Veeder will join us, who's one of the great economic development minds of Watford City and some others related to that project. Look forward to learning more about that because it is integral to what's going on. And we'll also be joined, because it's Wednesday, our talk radio town hall, Congressman Kevin Cramer. We'll be here to take a whole boatload of calls in our program as well today. Of course, we have our questions of the day and your phone calls on any and all topics coming up on the program as well. Looking forward to that as well. Okay. Let's check some news headlines out here for you. And Mark Skogerbold, by the way, Mark the Freedom Poet, if you're missing Mark, so am I. Mark is with family in Texas this week, having a little vacation. It's August. It's a vacation month for many. And Mark is enjoying some much-deserved time off with family down in Texas, seeing some of his kids and grandkids, and we'll be back next week. Mark normally joins me for the news and the sports sections of the hour number one of the What's On Your Mind preview, as well as hosting himself, the Common Sense Club, right here. So, anyway, that'll give you a little scoop as to where Mark is today. You know, I found a pretty interesting, just on a national news headline. we spent a good deal of time Monday on the program talking about the terror threats. Friday, the travel alert came out. There was some discussion of embassies much of the weekend. We had a lot of officials, White House meetings and others as well coming out. And, okay, we're a few days into this threat. We're told operatives are in place. We're told, the attack would be spectacular. We don't know where. We don't know, how, but we're getting, pre-9/11-like chatter about a pending attack. It's just going off the radar. I can't find anything in the newspapers about it. There's nothing on the television about it. If you look at some of the major news websites, I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now that, Monday had a dozen different links quoting all kinds of different sources about the threat, and I can't find one. There's a myriad of headlines here, so, the Al-Qaeda references have all shifted to a tie with the Syrian rebels. We did have a story about a drone killing seven in the southern Yemen. I'm not sure if that was tied to that or not. Security officials say suspected U.S. drone strikes have killed seven alleged Al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen. The suspected drone attack is the fifth in Yemen in less than 2 weeks. The attacks come a day after the U.S. and Britain evacuated embassy staff due to a threatened attack in the country, and militants shot down a helicopter. The officials say the militants were killed early Wednesday. They spoke anonymously in line with regulations. Residents of the area say they saw two vehicles, several bodies on fire at the site of the strikes. They declined to be identified. Washington considers Al-Qaeda's Yemeni offshoot one of the world's most active. Now, Chris is telling me in my ear that others are connecting the dots here, that these drone attacks are tied directly to the threat. It's so good. But I find it very interesting that this is just sort of quieted down a little bit after we know all the ins and outs of these things. The Attorney General has ruled that the higher ed board met illegally. Did these become like broken record to anybody else? I mean, I know some people say, the higher ed board is just defying it. The rules are so ambiguous that I think this just happens way too often, and the penalty is such that basically all they do is put out a transcript. They're talking specifically of a executive session of the Board of Higher Education regarding the negotiation with the former embattled chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Ham Shavani, and weighing whether or not to weighing options on whether to buy out his contract. And what the Attorney General said is a portion of that meeting could have been closed legally, but a portion could not. So the remedy is simply to put out a transcript and say, here you go, here's what you missed. So, anyway, that's seems a little odd. Some storm damage last night down in Breckenridge. There were a number of storms that rolled through the area. Actually, a tornado warning even for northeastern Ransom and northern Richland County. About in the 4 o'clock hour yesterday, and I was driving between Bismarck and Minot, and Fargo, and made a stop in Jamestown. And there was at times the rain so heavy you really couldn't see in front of your nose. Some of that rain necessary. I wouldn't call it significant, winds or anything other than a good, robust thunderstorm, at least in the corridor along I-94, Bismarck to Fargo, but obviously Breckenridge and some areas of Ransom and Richland County, a little different situation down there. All right, let's see, what else? The alert for a possible deployment to Afghanistan for a Jamestown National Guard unit has been rescinded. 817th was alerted last December of possible deployment coming up this spring, including about 100 soldiers. That same unit had previously deployed to Iraq, so that's, I imagine that's good news for the members there and their families. Good for them. Glad to hear that. And West Nile remains in the news. Especially, I understand, there's five now human cases in Cass Grant, Richland, and Stutsman County. We're not out of the woods yet on the threat from West Nile virus. So just remember to protect yourself there. Very interesting story in yesterday's forum about a woman battling West Nile. Tough deal. Dead birds, by the way, often a sign, warning sign of the virus, too. So remember that. More coming
up. Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This article you sent me from the New York Times, which is kind of a TikTok on the terror threat, Chris. I'm not finding where they're saying the drone attacks are connected. Okay, I got the intercepted message. But we pick up the messages of the planned attack. But are the drone attacks directly linked to who are doing the messages? All right. So you're just kind of you're playing detective here. You're thinking they're linked. Oh, okay. Well, it would make sense, I guess. I would hope so. I'd like the fact that if, you know, look, we're picking up intelligence and they have a planned attack and we know who the, you know, they are, well, we'll track them down and zap them by drone. I love it. You know, it makes sense. But I mean, we shouldn't really know this stuff. We shouldn't know any of this stuff. We shouldn't know that they picked up the conversation. Go about your work. I mean, disrupting planned attacks should not play out in the New York Times or Washington Post or on the Drudge Report or anything else. And to me, it just tips off these folks that we know this stuff is going on and makes them that much more careful next time. I don't get it. Anyway, I just Steve Bakken is here, a co-host for What's on Your Mind. I was lamenting earlier that how much news really Friday through Monday centered around this terrorist attack, and it's just gone off the radar now. It's like, ho-hum. So it's hard to believe we have one of the...
Terrorists, right.
We have, yeah, you wonder. One of the most significant attacks, spectacular attacks. You know, we don't know where they're going to hit. This one's going to be big. It's pre-9/11-like chatter. And then, ho-hum. We're back to just August, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a little strange. McKinsey County Economic Development Director Gene Veeder will join us along with Mark Schwell of Consolidated Construction. There's a new project in Watford City. It's affordable housing for essential needs workers. And this is a huge problem in the Bakken. You know, in other words, what's an essential need worker? Well, law enforcement, you know. Obviously, there's more law enforcement needs there. Where do they stay? They come in, what can you pay them? Well, I can't afford to pay the market rate. So it's either pay them more or you. So these are good partnerships. And we'll talk with some of the folks about this particular effort there. Looking forward to that. Watford City's it's a boom town. It really is. And well, Watford's done things well. They've managed that boom
Now you can't
quite
call
well.
Them that because Williston took over that moniker.
Yeah, did I see that Williston wants that trademarked or something?
Yeah, they want that as their official town slogan.
You know, Tioga and Minot had that little battle over the oil capital of North Dakota, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And then you have Dickinson, who doesn't want that moniker. You know, we're a city that's growing, we're moving, and they don't like being associated with the term boomtown because they think people associate that with a bust at some point.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, look, if you know, it's sort of like... looking at the glasses half empty, if you ask me. I mean, there's boomtown. You know, is it, you know, could be a boomtown forever, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with the label boomtown. I'd embrace that. Who doesn't want to live in a boomtown? You know, Nate, some don't. But I bet more do than don't. I'm with Williston. I think embrace it. Bring it on. But Watford's sort of a little mini boomtown as well. It's obviously... doesn't have the population that Williston does, but there's a lot happening there.
But they're growing community. Fast.
They are indeed.
And they're getting a lot of housing for people, too, that seems to be a difficulty in some other communities.
I like that idea of a boomtown. You think that's... What do you think?
I don't know if I'd like to adopt that for my city moniker. I think there are some connotations to go with it that... might be a little bit off the beaten track when it comes to how you want your city represented. There is a connotation of a bust that goes with that. I think I would tend to side a little bit more on Dickinson's philosophy.
I think we better let the listeners settle this one today.
We're booming. We're not a boom town. We're growing. We're expanding. We're on the right path.
I know, but you got to give things a headline, right? And the only reason boomtown would not be a proud label would be, well, if there's a boom, then there's a bust. Well, that doesn't have to be. And in this case, this play, I don't believe it's going to be.
See, I like the bumper stickers Tom Ralstead of Williston always passes out with the economic development. It's with the Rock and the Bach and the Bach and this and the Bach and that. I don't know if they'll come up with my own bumper stickers that way.
They are great. And they've been in demand for some time. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the program today. He does that, of course, every Wednesday in what we call our talk radio town hall, the word from Washington. And we're going to talk with him about what's up with the Farm Bill conferees in the House and, you know, what the timeline will happen, what that'll mean with the timelines there. Obviously, we were glad to hear there would be a conference, but now the question is, when will there be a conference? And Congressman Colin Peterson on the House Ag Committee, a ranking member, says Farm Bill's in peril if the House passes more food stamp cuts. Kevin has started a Veterans Advisory Board. We got our good friend Rusty Orr, Purple Heart recipient, participating in that. That group has met. We're going to talk with Kevin about that. The House Natural Resources Committee, which Kevin is a part of, passed a States Rights Energy Bill last week, which puts state regulations first on hydraulic fracturing. Senator Hoban has a companion bill in the Senate. The House passed 8 bills reining in the IRS and other agencies last week. So Kevin will give us an update on all of that today on the program, which we look forward to very much. Did you see what Judge Ralph Erickson said about public safety on the reservations?
I think that was well stated.
If we wait for a solution to come from Washington, we'll lose another generation of our children.
It's not going to come.
I love that level of boldness, unusual from someone on the bench, federal bench especially. And I think that lesson could apply to a lot of other areas of the bureaucracy. Don't wait for, you know, we become sheep sitting there expecting them to fix things. God bless Ralph Erickson. I think he nailed it. That's on my mind today. I'm with him.
Absolutely. Now the question is, how do you take that statement and put it into action? Because that's been another area where there's been lacking leadership and lacking direction.
I think it's us. I think you put that way of thinking into action by not sitting around waiting for the solutions to come out of Washington, rolling up your sleeves and going to work. I think it's a way of thinking. It's a belief set, in my mind. I'm all for Ralph. I think he did it well. You ready to... should we have the Boomtown debate today on Friday? I think that'd be fun.
I think we should.
We're talking about
it
anyway. Yeah, let's have it out. Who's got it right, Williston or Dickinson? That coming up on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. We'll tell you about sports next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
How would you like to experience the Bakken oil field up close, firsthand? You can read all about it, but really until you experience it firsthand, you can't quite comprehend it. Which is why we encourage you to take advantage of the Bakken Field Tour. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. First, the Bakken Briefing, which is a comprehensive presentation, helps you understand the background of the Williston Basin, energy operations and technology, and the economic landscape. Then you hop on the bus and actually see up close energy development activities. Oil and gas infrastructure, commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, communities, the infrastructure impacts, as well as a tour of a crew camp. The Bakken Field Tour. Go online, find out more. You can register, get the rates, get all signed up for the final tour for this summer. August 21st, it'll leave from Williston in the Hampton Inn and Suites. Or call 701-577-1100 and experience the Bakken firsthand. BakkenFieldTour.com. Or call 701-577-1100.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I wanna be, but just stay here right beside me, watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt.
My Facebook post on this boom or bust question here before we get to the sports. Steve Bakken says Boomtown USA is not the best name to embrace for Williston, North Dakota. He says it'll remind folks that a bust follows a boom. I say hogwash. Williston and all of the Bakken is in a boom. Don't ignore the elephant in the room. Embrace it, celebrate it, and manage it, just like Williston and all the Bakken are doing.
Far too many people politically, cynics in the media, they want to pick apart at the bad. Look, there's challenges, there's problems, no easy solutions to some of these things. But you know what? The alternative is tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds. Now, some people prefer tumbleweeds. Some people prefer sleepy little communities. I understand. Guess what? There's still a lot of them. There's still a lot of dots in the map, but there's not a whole lot going on. I empathize with folks that have had their lives impacted. I have. I've heard their stories. I've seen it in their eyes. I can feel it in their conversations on how challenging it is to endure that. But I also think the alternative isn't fun. Isn't fun at all. So I say embrace it. And the idea that, well, if we call it Boomtown, people will think bust. Ah, come on. Forget about that. That's the glass is half empty, in my view. Anyway, you get to decide who's right. Yeah, I better finish this post. Whose side are you on? There you go. If you can't wait to answer that, you can call right now at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Or you can go to our Facebook page and weigh in on that. One of the topics we'll tackle today as we talk about another boomtown, Watford City, and what they're doing there. All right? All right, let's talk some sports here for you. As we do in this slot, as I mentioned earlier, Mark Skogerbo, who is, ladies and gentlemen,
the quintessential Twins fan, and always begins with Twins because they're family to him, is on vacation, and I cannot do his sports report justice, but I'll do my best. And I know he'd be excited today to tell you about a shutout for the Twins. Yeah. Andrew Albers is probably his new hero. 8 1/3 scoreless innings against the Kansas City Royals and making his major league debut. Do the Twins have a new star here? Rookie starter. Incredible. Works into the ninth inning as Minnesota shuts out Kansas City. 7-0. The Twins over the Royals. They play again tonight at 7:10. Pretty cool. He talked about remembering exactly what he was thinking as he drove the 40 hours from Arizona to Florida for one last chance at being a big league ball player. I just wanted a shot. So he made the most of his tryout with the Twins. That was 2 years ago. Got a minor league contract. Last night he got an even bigger shot at realizing his dreams, made his major league debut against the Kansas City Royals. And again, he made the most of it. Gave up only 4 hits. Pitched into the ninth. Twins win 7-0 on the road. He said, it's hard to put into words, but it was special to go out and have that kind of performance in your debut. Unfortunately, it's probably not going to get much better from there. he is the first big leaguer from Saskatchewan in more than 20 years. By the way, Kansas City's one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. At one point, he retired 15 straight. And ended up 2 outs shy of his 3rd straight complete game dating back to his days with AAA Rochester. And the first shutout in a big league debut since a Detroit Tiger did it back in 2002. Cardi says, I didn't want to go out there and take him out, but he was completely out of gas there at the end. Wow, was that fun to watch. And, of course, the Twins took off a fair amount of pressure, too. Big night at the plate. Brian Dozier homered, drove in 3 runs. Justin Morneau went deep. Chris Colabello went deep. Pretty good. That's awesome. That's a neat story. You love those kind of stories. Now, I hope that bodes well for his future with the Twins. That'd be fantastic. FM Red Hawks fans, the Red Hawks win 10-9 against St. Paul. Big one there. That's great. Bison news. This safety that everybody's been a little bit worried about. Hegel, is that how you say his name? Is evidently ready to play, which is good news. Had a serious knee injury last season, and looks like he's ready to go. No limitations or anything. I could have done spring football if I really had to. Just making sure it came back 100% was the biggest thing, said the junior. Doing what he does best, play defense for North Dakota State with the knee 100%. Colton Hegel. The Bison safety, so that's good news for the Bison as they're ramping up. You know, it's hard to believe, but we are not far away, friends, from the start of another Bison season. I have a hard time thinking about that as we sit here early in August. Ziggy Wolf is in a little bit of trouble on the business side of the ledger. A 21-year legal battle ended with a judge's ruling this week that said Ziggy, the principal owner of the Minnesota Vikings and a New Jersey real estate mogul, and two of his relatives systematically cheated their partners out of their rightful share of the revenues from an apartment complex. Fraud, breach of contract, breach of fiduciary duty, and violated the New Jersey civil racketeering law. It's all to do with a big 764-unit apartment complex. And the rest of her ruling, this judge's ruling, comes and damages in the next 2 weeks. The bad faith and evil motive were demonstrated in the testimony of Ziggy Wolf himself, said the judge. Said Wolf himself had testified that he'd reneged on an arrangement worked out by his uncle when the complex was under construction because he felt the partners had gotten too good a deal. Ziggy. Judge said the Wolf family failed to meet the barest minimum of their responsibilities as business partners, adding, I do not believe I've seen one single financial statement that is true and accurate. Yikes. So, a little bit of, I guess, embarrassment more than anything for Ziggy. What do you make of this NFL security policy? We've talked about this briefly, but essentially purses are banned. That's the NFL's new security policy. Yeah, they call it oversized bags, but you can only bring in, bag. And if you're headed to the Vikes' first preseason home game, ladies, don't bring a purse. The new security policy bans oversized bags. Has there been a problem that caused this?
Seems a little odd there as well.
Anyway, no more camera bags, but who takes a picture with cameras that require a bag anymore anyway? Sort of need them at a sporting event to get any kind of distance, but anyway, there you go. That's a check of some sports for you today on the program, and I'm still excited about the Twins. I hope Mark was paying attention from Texas. He'll be excited as well. The program we call What's on Your Mind. This is the preview hour, by the way, where we do check the news, sports, weather headlines, along with give you a preview of what's to come on the program. Next hour, Steve Bakken and I will take your phone calls. We're going to dig into this Boomtown USA thing a little bit. Williston, North Dakota is going about a branding campaign called itself Boomtown USA. Isn't that fantastic? I think it's great. Now, others, including my partner, Steve Bakken, will be here next hour, said Dickens' approach is better. Just sort of a town with a lot happening. And, yes, there happens to be oil, and, because if you say boom, that means there's a bus to follow. Who says we have to go along with that rule? Anyway, let's get your take on that. You can call now at 855-200-1776 or join us on the program live here coming up after the top of the hour news. Guests on the program, speaking of boomtowns, we're going to talk about a Watford City project. This is affordable housing for essential needs workers. When Fargo, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Devil's Lake hire police officers, they don't have to worry about where they're going to live. They say, we have an opening for a police officer. We have an opening for a fireman. Where would you like to, here's the contract. Do you like it? Okay, you like it. Go find yourself, if you're single, you probably get an apartment. If you're family, you probably go rent or buy a house, whatever. In the oil country, it doesn't work like that. Housing's tough to find. What you can find requires a pretty significant monthly payment because that's what the market does. So anyway, we're going to talk about how this project in Watford's designed to tackle that problem, plus Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour in our 10 o'clock hour as well. That's what's coming next hour. We'll tell you about the weather next. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. I'm Scott Hennen on the Flags. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look. Because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote. And you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station. They call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bakken Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you.
And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Is a blow shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving.
I'm with Mike Jacobs, by the way. Just got a chance to read this Grand Forks Herald opinion on the news that the Grand Forks School District is going to hike property taxes, despite the fact the state is giving them some relief. He said quite a few readers, I've read the story pretty much in its entirety yesterday on the program, trying to understand what it is the school board was trying to say, and he was as perplexed as I was. Quite a few readers probably wondered about Tuesday's front page headline, school tax hike could follow state relief. So did we, because something does not compute. Effectively, the Grand Forks School District wants to take advantage of the legislature's tax reform program in order to raise more revenue. The district was careful to say taxes won't go up, but the district will get more money. What the district intends to do is soak up some of the money that the legislature sent back to taxpayers, about 40% of it, according to the district figures. All of this is a little obscure because it involves mill rates and property valuations. These are the arcane instruments of public finance. School boards have done a good job of making all of this seem more complicated than it really is. What happened is that North Dakotans rose up against property taxes for a couple of reasons. One was the inherent unfairness of funding schools mostly from property tax revenues, because the ability to pay varies from district to district. The other was that property taxes had become too high. In some cases, they were almost confiscatory, and in many cases, they discouraged investment. In all cases, they took a bigger bite out of pocketbooks than taxpayers were comfortable with. An initiated measure was launched to eliminate property taxes completely. This failed after government leaders, including school board members, warned that such a step would be catastrophic. Unfortunately, the legislature dithered about how to fix the problem. Its solution was presented at the 11th hour and didn't get the scrutiny it deserved. The result was a historic opportunity for school districts in two ways. Districts got much higher payments from the state, and they got the right to collect local taxes up to a point. For the Grand Forks District, this seemed to be the solution to a dilemma. The district faced a deficit of about $6 million due, it says, to cuts in federal spending and increases in salaries and benefits for employees. The opportunity to levy local taxes meant the deficit could be covered without cutting the costs. And the district could say it didn't raise taxes because the overall bill for each taxpayer would be less. So what's wrong here? The amount of spending is going up, for one thing. Rather than look for ways to cut the deficit, the school district sought to take advantage of local taxpayers who won't get as large a reduction in school taxes as they expected and deserved. This isn't unique to the Grand Forks District. Others are attempting the same strategy. Probably the districts expect to get away with it. It's August, after all. Plus, they're probably confident there won't be any inconvenient consequences since the legislature doesn't meet again until January 2015. Maybe it does compute after all. It's a chance to get more money and to raise spending without taking responsibility. Ouch. I agree with him, and I think that's exactly what will lead to a measure two redo. And it was my sentiment as I tried to unpack yesterday's as well. I agree with that. All right, let's tell you about the weather here. This is the portion of the program where we have a couple of minutes to run through the weather forecast. Let's start in the oil patch today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1. Some fog gone before long here in the next hour or so. Partly sunny, high 70 today. Light southwest wind. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Mainly after 10 tonight. Mostly cloudy, low around 48. Northeast wind at 3 to 6. Tomorrow sunny, near 67 for a high. Light northeast wind becoming north at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low about 46. Friday, sunny, high near 71. Friday night, clear, low 49. Saturday, sunny, high near 73. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low about 52. And sunny, high near 75. In the Red River Valley, sunny 73 today. Northwest wind at 6 miles an hour. I was talking to some growers yesterday from out by Jamestown. And, you know, I've been lamenting the lack of August-like hot temps. It actually, because a lot of areas have been pretty dry for a long time. I mean, some rain rolled through last night. But they told me in Jamestown, until this week, they hadn't had rain since June. Think about that. Anyway, the cooler temps extend the moisture. So there is some benefit to that. I'll stop lamenting my selfish desire for warm. The last little bit of summer. Anyway, mostly sunny, 73 today, northwest wind around 6 tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning hours, mostly cloudy, low around 53. Thursday showers, thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 73, calm winds. Thursday night, partly cloudy, 49. Sunny, 72 on Friday, clear 51 Friday night, sunny 75 Saturday. Sunday still looking like the Buttes, sunny and 77 degrees on Sunday, and same thing out west. So not bad at all. Let's check where we're at temp-wise. 56 and clear right now in Fargo. North wind at 5. Tioga fog 54. 100% humidity with a west-northwest wind at 6. Back to the east, Grand Forks 55. Jamestown 59. West Williston 55. Overcast skies down Dickinson 59 degrees. And there you have a check of our forecast and our current temps. We'll, of course, keep you posted right here on all the weather, and yesterday. So rolling back from Bismarck, heard the tornado warning, and lots of weather updates on an active weather day yesterday, at least in the east. We had a tornado warning for northeastern Ransom and northern Richland County, and some storm damage to homes down in the Breckenridge area. Weather Service clocking winds up to 50-plus miles an hour. What's on your mind? And your call's coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.